弟兄姊妹们，赞美神。
Good to be together again tonight.
很高兴今天晚上又跟大家在一起。
Studying His precious word.
我们在学习他宝贵的话语。
It is His word that enables us to take higher ground.
是他的话语让我们带到更高之处。
Now we live upon this earth.
我们活在地上。
And there are many Christians who are earthbound.
有很多基督徒是好像被地绑住了。
But the Christian who has gone through the veil and seen the presence in the face of Jesus.
但是那些进到了幔内，看到了耶稣基督容面的。
When that happens, they begin to want higher ground.
当他们看到了这一些，他们希望到更高之处。
While we live on this earth, we still walk upon this ground.
当我们活在地上，我们仍然在地上行走。
But even as we walk through this world,
虽然我们在地上行走，
as we eat the word of God as the manna of our life,
当我们吃神的话，像我们生命中的食物，
and as we receive our portion from Christ, who is the rock of gushing water,
当我们从基督那里磐石得活水，
even though difficulties come about in our life,
虽然我们生命中有些难处，
we sense our destination is our heavenly call.
我们感觉我们属天呼召是我们的使命。
So the writer to Hebrews has been living in this heavenly call.
所以希伯来说的作者他就活在这个属天的呼召当中。
But there are many brothers and sisters who are Christians.
有很多弟兄姊妹也是基督徒。
But they are in great trouble at the time of this letter.
但在他们在写这本书信的作者他们在极大的难处当中。
Because when a great shaking comes,
因为当极大的震动来的时候，
it especially shakes things of this world.
他们主要是震动这个世界地上。
And things of this world not only involve accumulating worldly goods,
在这个世界上不单只是收集这世上的财富，
But things of this world can also be religion.
这世上的东西也可以是宗教。
Putting our trust in outward religious things.
把我们的信心放在外表的宗教的行为。
And the ground was already beginning to shake underneath these Jewish Christians.
在这些犹太基督徒他们脚下的地已经开始震动了。
When the ground is shaking,
当地震动的时候，
it's time to find a higher plane.
他们需要长到一个更高之处。
Lord, lift me up to higher ground.
主啊，带我到更高之处。
So tonight we want to look once again at our precious Lord.
今天我们再一次看到我们宝贝的主。
We've been looking through chapter 4 and chapter 5.
我们有看希伯来书第四章第五章。
And there we see the most beautiful truth regarding Jesus as our great mercifulHigh priest.
这里我们看到了一个最美的真理，就是耶稣基督是我们又伟大又怜悯的大祭司。
And this high priest wants you to come boldly to the throne.
这个大祭司想要你坦然无惧地来到宝座前。
Now I just need us to understand something.
我希望大家能够明白。
Because sometimes the Christians aren't always clear on this.
因为有的时候基督徒在这上面就是很迟钝。
Now who is sitting on the throne of grace?
谁坐在施恩座上面？
Now it's actually God the Father.
其实是父神。
It's His throne.
是他的宝座。
And Jesus is the high priest who takes us into the throne room.
耶稣是那大祭司，把我们带到了宝座那个里面。
So you see, it's Jesus who is our mediator and takes us to the Father.
基督是我们的宗保，把我们带到父那里去。
Of course, Jesus also sits at the right hand of the Father.
耶稣又同时坐在神的右边。
But you see, this needs to be our perspective.
这个是需要我们的有这样的视角。
Now many Christians know the Lord Jesus, their Savior.
很多基督徒知道耶稣是他们的救主。
But Jesus said, "My heart's desire is that you can know the Father."
但耶稣说，我的心愿就是你们可以认识父。
Many Christians are afraid of the Father.
很多基督徒都怕父。
They don't pray to the Father.
他们不向父神祷告。
They keep going back to Jesus.
他们就回到耶稣面前。
Now, if you pray to Jesus,
如果你向耶稣祷告
，He'll always answer your prayer.
他会回应你的祷告。
But he wants you to know the Father.
但他想让你认识父。
Because he is your God.
因为他是你的神。
He's sitting on the throne.
他坐在宝座上。
And in the kingdom, you will meet this God.
在这国度里，你会遇到这位神。
But through Jesus Christ.
借着耶稣基督。
So here is this fearful Christian.
这里就是在这里有战恐惧的基督徒。
And Jesus says, you can come into the throne of grace.
耶稣说你可以进来到这个恩施恩座前。
Because I will take you in.
说我会带你进去。
So he says draw near to the throne of grace.
所以就要靠近施恩的宝座。
And I will take you through.
我就带你走经过。
Isn't it wonderful we have such a high priest?
我们有这样好的大祭司多么宝贝。
Then we see that great mercy seat that sat on the top of the ark in the temple.
我们也看在圣殿里，在约柜上面有那个施恩座。
Is a pattern of something in heaven.
就是天上事物的样式。
The real throne of grace and mercy is there in heaven.
真正的天上的恩典怜悯的宝座是在天上的。
Jesus has seen it.
耶稣看到了。
Jesus has been there.
耶稣在那里。
Jesus has offered himself as a sacrifice there.
耶稣把他自己在那里献为祭物。
And he wants us while we're here on earth to know all about this heavenly tabernacle.
当我们在地上的时候，他希望我们都知道这个属天的会幕。
Now when the Jews would hear that this is a mercy seat upon the ark.
当那些犹太人他们听到这是在约柜上面的施恩座。
Now every Jew wanted mercy.
每个犹太人都需要恩典。
You know, every Christian wants grace.
每个基督徒都需要恩典。
Every Jew wanted mercy.
每个犹太人都需要怜悯。
We Christians sing amazing grace.
我们基督徒唱奇异恩典。
But what was the amazing grace of the Old Testament?
在旧约当中的奇异恩典是什么呢？
You know a favorite song?
大家知道他们最喜欢唱的吗？
Maybe it's 35 times in the Bible.
在圣经当中有35次。
I'll give you a hint.
给大家一个提示。
When Jehoshaphat went out with his people, and they sang a song, the enemy they killed each other, and there was a great victory.
当耶稣啊，往王带着众人出去的时候，他们唱了一首歌，然后呢，那些仇敌们他们自相残杀。
Do you remember the song?
大家记得那首歌吗？
David wrote the song.
大卫写的。
Yes, here it is.
这就是。
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endures forever.
就是赞美我们的神，他的怜悯存到永远。
See that word mercy?
大家看到这个怜悯。
Surely goodness and mercy.
就怜悯和恩典。
And this is the Jews' word. Ah, mercy, I need mercy.
犹太人他们用这样词，他说我需要怜悯，我需要怜悯。
So they know there's this wonderful mercy seat.
他知道那里有一个施恩座。
But they know they can't go in.
他们知道他们不能进去。
Only the high priest.
只有大祭司。
One time a year.
一年一次。
Oh, I wish I could get mercy.
我希望我可以得到怜悯。
But I can't go in.
但我进不去。
Mr. High Priest, will you go in there for me?
大祭司先生，你为我进去吧。
Jesus says, "Now I've opened up the way."
耶稣说，现在我把路已经打开了。
I've separated the veil.
我只要把幔子分开。
Now come in with me.
现在与我一同进入。
Taste mercy and grace.
那在那里尝一下恩典和怜悯的滋味。
This is the wonderful picture that we have of Jesus.
这是我们在耶稣基督里美好的图画。
And so he says, "Draw near with confidence."
他所以说，你们要坦然无惧的来到宝座前。
Now there's two things that would cause us to not come forward in confidence.
有两件事情让我们可以没有信心的到进来。
Sins.
罪。
Failures,
失败,
our own lack of holiness.
我们缺少圣洁,
but he says, "I've taken care of that."
他说我已经解决这一切了。
So you can come and receive mercy.
你可以来得到怜悯。
Do you ever go to the Lord and you pray?
你有没有在祷告当中带到神面前？
You say, "Lord, I don't even know what's wrong, but I know I'm wrong. I just need mercy."
主你，我不知道什么，我做错什么了，但我知道我做错了，我需要你的怜悯。
Sometimes we don't even know what's wrong, but we know something's wrong.
有的时候我们不知道什么事情错了，但我们知道有些事情错了。
Lord, please have mercy on me.
主啊，求你怜悯我。
And sometimes the Lord then shows you what's wrong.
然后主有的时候会让你看见什么错了。
How you can take grace?
你如何拿到恩典
？And place that thing under the precious blood of Jesus.
把那个放到恩典放到主的宝血下。
So you can receive mercy.
所以你能够接受恩典怜悯。
And find grace.
然后找到得到恩惠。
In a time of need.
在需要的时候。
And so we see our high priest.Doing these things for us.
我们看见我们的大祭司为我们做这些事。
He's a totally sympathetic high priest.
他是完全富有同情心的。
And we saw last week that Jesus is a sympathetic high priest because he suffered, even as a human, in Gethsemane.
耶稣，我们上一周看到他是他怜悯的祭司，因为他在哥西马尼园里为我们受苦。
We remember these verses 7 and 8.
我们记得希伯来书第五章七八节。
In the days of his flesh, he offered up both prayers.And supplications with loud crying and tears to the one able to save him from death. And he was heard because of his piety. Although he was a son, he learned obedience from the things which he suffered.
基督在肉身的时候，既大声哀哭，流泪祷告，恳求那能救他免死的主，就因他的虔诚蒙了应允。他虽然为儿子，还是因所受的苦难学了顺服。
Now we can see the Lord Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane.
我们可以看见我们的主耶稣在克西马尼园里。
He is offering up prayers on his own behalf.
他为了自己献上祷告。
Oh Father, if it's possible, let this cup pass from me.
不啊，若是可行，就让这杯撤去。
And with loud cryings, he prayed to God.
有大声的哀哭，他向神祷告。
Because he was a human being.
因为他也是一个人。
And so we see his heart.
我们在这里看到他的心。
And we see something else as well.
我们在那里也看到另一些东西。
Sonship.
是儿子的名分。
Look at verse 8.
我们看第八节。
Although he was a son, he learned obedience from the things which he suffered.
他虽然为儿子，还是因所受的苦难学了顺服。
Now, as we grow and mature in the Lord,
当我们在主里面成长成熟
，the Lord takes us through times of suffering.
主带我们经历受苦的时候
，and many times it's suffering on behalf of others.
有的时候是很多时候是为了别人来受苦。
It wasn't just that Jesus was suffering for himself, but for the sins of the people.
耶稣不是为了他自己来受苦，而是为了人类的罪来受苦。
And as you get older as a Christian.
当你作为基督徒成长更成长的时候
Even though the Lord always has to deal with us regarding our flesh and our sin,
虽然主一直对着我们的肉体、我们的罪会来对付我们
Still many times we will suffer for the sake of our brothers and sisters.
但是很多的时候我们还为着我们的弟兄姊妹来受苦
Now why does a son do that?
为什么儿子要做这些事呢
Because he knows how important these people are to his father.
因为他知道这些人对他的父是多么的重要
See, the son is always thinking about the father.
儿子就一直在那想到父亲
And for the father's sake,
为了父亲的缘故
he suffered,
他受苦
on our behalf,
为了我们
So we see this beautiful picture,
我们在这里看到这幅美好的图画
Jesus suffering in the Garden of Gethsemane,
耶稣在克西马尼园里为我们受苦
The Lord could have saved him from death,
主神可以救他脱离死亡
But the Father in heaven had planned this death for the salvation of sinners.
但是我们的天父为了罪人的救恩，就计划了这样的死。
And we as sons,
我们作为儿子们
，when we're praying and we're burdened,
当我们祷告，我们有负担的时候
，I hope you have a burden for God's people.
我希望你对神的子民有一个负担
，for our own fellowship,
为了我们自己的聚会
，for the church as a whole,
为了教会整体的教会
，for brothers and sisters we know that have backslidden or fallen away,
为我们那些退后的弟兄姊妹们来祷告。
And all of these things when we pray.
在这些事上我们来祷告
Even when we suffer,
当我们受苦的时候
Listen to what it says, And the Lord heard him because of his piety.
但听在这里因为神听了他的祷告因为他的虔诚
We pray sonship prayers, And the Lord hears us.
我们祷告儿子祷告父听了我们
Because we're praying on higher ground.
因为我们在更高之处来祷告
As a result of this suffering of our Lord Jesus,
因着我们主耶稣基督受苦
The writer to the Hebrews says that Christ was declared by God a high priest after the order of Melchizedek.
希伯来书作者就说基督被宣称为神的大祭司是有麦基洗德的等次。
Now notice the writer here in verse 5 and 6.
我们读希伯来书五章五六节。
Declares that Jesus was actually pronounced two things.
这里在宣基督被宣称两件事情。
In verse 5.
第五节。
But he who said to him, "You are my son; today I have begotten you."
乃是在乎向他说，你是我的儿子，我今日生你的那一位。
This is Jesus being proclaimed a king.
这是基督被宣称为王。
Now, why do we know that?
我们为什么知道呢
？For two reasons.
两个原因。
Because Psalm 2 that he is quoting from is talking about the Messiah.
因为他这里引用诗篇第二篇里是讲到弥赛亚的。
God the Father calls the Messiah.My son,
父神称他的主耶稣为我的儿子。
Sit upon my throne, you are my son.
坐在我的宝座上，你是我的儿子。
But in verse 6, it also says,
第六节他又讲
，You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek.
你是照着麦基洗德的等次，永远为祭司。
And this is quoted from Psalm 110, verse 4.
这是从诗篇一百一十篇第四节里提到的。
So when Jesus rose from the dead, he was declared the king.
当耶稣从死里复活，他被宣称为王。
And when he ascended to the throne at the right hand of the Father, he was declared the high priest forever.
他被升到天上父神的右宝座右边，他被宣称为神永远的祭司。
And this is a revelation that the writer has received regarding Melchizedek.
这是希伯来书作者得到的一个关于麦基洗德的启示。
Now he wants to share about Melchizedek.
他想来分享麦基洗德。
And actually.In chapter 7,
在第七章
the whole chapter is about Melchizedek.
整章都是讲麦基洗德
But we have chapter 6.
但是我们有第六章
He has to stop.
他要停在那里
He's talking about spiritual things.
他在那里讲属灵的事情。
He's talking about this heavenly priesthood, Melchizedek.
他讲到属天的这个麦基洗德的祭司。
But he senses the readers are not understanding these deeper things.
但是他感受到读者他们没有有这些更深的这种感觉。
Now this is one of the problems of a Christian life.
这是基督徒生活中的一部分难处。
Our brother Stephen Kong has come here several times.
我们的江弟兄来到这里几次了
，and he has continually exhorted us.
他一直来鼓励我们
，spiritual exercise.
他讲到我们属灵的操练
，your spirit,
你的灵
，not your body, your soul, your spirit.
不是你的身体，你的魂，是你的灵
，needs the exercise.
是需要有操练
，to understand the deeper things of God.
明白神关乎神更深的事情
，your conscience needs to be exercised.
你的良心要操练
，your communion with the Lord needs to be exercised.
与神的交通要操练
Your revelation needs to be exercised.
你的启示需要操练
And when we exercise spiritually in our spirit, we grow and mature into sonship.
当我们在灵里面属灵这样的操练，我们就成长成为有神的儿子名分
But now our writer senses that these dear Christians have been arrested in their growth.
但是这些作者感觉到这些亲爱的基督徒们，他们在他们成长上受了阻。
And so we find here in verse 11 of chapter 5,
我们看第五章十一节
concerning him, that means Melchizedek.
这里讲到论到他麦基洗德
that means Jesus Melchizedek.
讲到耶稣麦基洗德
concerning him, we have much to say, but it is hard to explain, since you have become dull of hearing.
论到麦基洗德，我们有好些话，并且难以明解明，因为你们听不进去。
You know the verses that follow.
你知道在下一节吗
？What do they have?
他们说什么
？A chewing problem.
他们有一个好像咀嚼的问题。
They need milk.
他们还需要喝奶。
They can't chew yet.
他们还不能咀嚼。
Because you have to mature with teeth to chew.
因为你要成熟，能长了牙齿才可以咀嚼。
But they seem to lack spiritual teeth.
但他们缺少属灵的牙齿。
Now I haven't lost my teeth yet. I hope I don't.
我还没有丢牙掉牙
But you go to old folks home many times to see people with no teeth.
你有的时候去老年院，发现很多老人没有牙齿
Now when it's a baby, you say, "Oh, that's so cute."
但是小孩子的时候，你说这很可爱。
And always the first tooth comes up from the bottom. You know, you think it's so cute.
很多时候的第一个牙从下面长出来，你说这很可爱。
But the Christians who are 40 years old with no teeth.
但是基督徒四十岁了还没有牙齿
This can't be good.
这不能好。
But they are not chewing the word.
他没有来咀嚼神的话。
Now, what does it mean to chew the word?
咀嚼神的话意思是什么呢
？Does it mean just have Bible study?
是我们要查经吗
？No.
不是，不是。
You can have plenty of Bible study, you're not chewing the word.
你有很多查经，但是你没有咀嚼神的话。
What happens when you chew the word?
当你咀嚼神的话的时候，什么事
？You digest it.
你把它消化了。
It goes into your system.
进到你的系统里。
And you obey it.
然后你来顺服。
Now, this is a mystery, isn't it?
这是一个奥秘。
Christians can study the Bible over and over and over again.
基督可以一直一直不断的学习圣经。
But if they're not obeying what they're saying, their growth gets arrested.
如果他们没有能顺服他们所学到的，他们成长就受阻。
And next thing you know, they start going backwards.
在下一步，他们就是要退后了。
Now we know on the sea here.
我们在这里第三点。
Without a vision, people perish.
若无异象，民就放肆。
To understand the revelation of Jesus as Melchizedek,
要理解耶稣是麦基洗德这个启示
These people need to be able to understand Old Testament types.
这些人要理解旧约的预表
They need to hear, have a spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of Christ.
他们要有基督属灵的智慧和悟性
They need to even understand their spiritual connection with Abraham, because Melchizedek is connected with Abraham.
他们甚至要知道与亚伯拉罕他们的属灵关系，因为麦基洗德与亚伯拉罕相连的。
But if these people have just been practicing their religion on the level of earth, doing things and even religious things,
但是如果这些人只是在操练好像这些属地的这些宗教活动这些事情的话
，What happens when you get into a Christian routine?
当你到好像做一个基督徒的这个每天的例行公事
，How many of you in a Christian routine?
大家有没有很多人在基督徒的正常例行公事
？Maybe you still open your Bible in the morning, just la 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 la.
早晨起来，打开你的圣经，在那拉拉。
You pray, la 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 la.
你在祷告，还在那拉拉。
You come and sing on Sunday, la 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 la.
你星期天来聚会唱歌，也拉拉拉拉。
And you're just going through motions.
你好像只在那里走外面的形式。
You know what that does?
你知道那个会发生什么结果吗
？It dulls our hearing.
它让我们的耳朵变迟钝了。
Then when the Lord is speaking, we don't hear.
当主说话的时候，我们听不见了。
It's because we hear la 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 la.
因为我们听见都是好像啦啦啦啦。
The Spirit is trying to speak.
圣灵在那里想要说话。
These people's ears have gotten dull.
这些人的耳朵变迟钝了。
Let's look what he says about this.
我们看看这里怎么讲的。
For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you have need again for someone to teach you the elementary principles of the oracles of God, and you've come to need milk and not solid food.
看你们学习的功夫本该做师傅，随之还得有人将神圣的小学的开端并教导你们，并且成了那必须吃奶不能吃干粮的人。
Now they believed in Jesus as their Messiah for years.
他们已经相信耶稣是他们的弥赛亚很多年了。
We'll see later in this chapter they've known the Lord for years.
我们看在这一章后面的话，他们认识主很多年了。
But instead of going forward and becoming teachers,
但与其前进成为教师
they're becoming babes.
他们变成婴孩
needing milk,
需要吃奶。
This is a spiritual backwards.
这是属灵的倒退。
And there's something under B.
在这第二点这里
there is something willful.And sinful in their circling in the wilderness.
在这里，他们有一些是意愿的，然后是有罪的。他们在旷野来绕行。
Now some of our brothers and sisters, they teach the basic principles class.
我们有些弟兄姊妹，在教导初心造就班。
And it's wonderful when we have maybe six people in there.
我们在那里有六个人是很好的。
They're learning the basic principles.
他们在学习基本的原则。
Now what if I come here? Now you know I'm 75 years old next month.
如果我来的话会什么样呢？我下个月75岁。
And I say I've been a Christian 55 years.
我说我已经作为基督徒55年了。
Can you please put me in basic lesson?
你把我放到初心造就班。
What's wrong with this?
我说这有什么问题呢？
Something's wrong with Christians if they're not growing up and becoming teachers.
有一些基督徒就生命有问题，因为他们没有成长成为教师。
And what does that mean, becoming teachers?
这成为教师的意思是什么呢
？It means we're making disciples of all nations.
就是我们让万邦都成为神的门徒。
The things we receive, we're passing along to others.
我们从接受的、学习到的，我们来教传给别人。
Now that's a son.
那是一个儿子
，mature son，
是一个成熟的儿子。
But some of you have grown children.
但是我们有些人有长大的儿子孩子们。
You still go to the refrigerator get them some milk and you make sure the temperature's right and give them a little baba.
你还是到冰箱里去给他们倒一些奶，然后确定温度是正的，然后再给他们的。
This is the something. There's something wrong when people keep circling in the wilderness.
有当人在旷野一直绕行的时候，有些事情错了。
Where are we supposed to be?
我们应该在哪里呢
？Promised land.
在应许之地
，the rest of Christ，
在基督里安息。
No, going around in the desert.
我们就在那里不一直在旷野晃一圈，一圈一圈。
And the Lord keeps giving you good shoes.
主给你很好的鞋子。
And you keep eating maza.
你一直天天在那吃玛瑙。
The manna, and he takes care of you, gives you water.
他给你水喝。
But you're useless.
但你是没有用处的。
This is a spiritual problem.
这是一个属灵的问题。
Let's look a little further.
让我们再看一下。
You see, part of the problem is they were relying on the outer letter of the law.
有一部分的问题是因为他们在依靠外面的律法的字句。
And so, since they were just continually drinking the milk,
就他们继续在那里喝奶
they were not being prepared to grow in spiritual exercise and strength.
他们没有在那里预备好能属灵的成长和力量。
You see that little section there where we have the red things.
我们在那里上面那个看到有些红字。
It says you're dull of hearing.
他说你们听不进去。
You should be teachers.
你们本该做师傅。
But you need milk.
但必须吃奶。
And you're not accustomed to the word of righteousness.
然后还不熟练仁义的道理。
Now the first three we understand, but what does that mean? You're not accustomed.The word of righteousness.
前三点我们明白，但最后一点，什么叫不属于仁义的道理呢
？Is that talking about the gospel of our salvation?
是讲到我们救恩的福音吗
？We're made righteous by faith.
我们是因信称义。
But it's not talking about that.
这里不是在讲那个。
Let's see what it's talking about.
让我们看看他在讲什么。
We read verse 13 and 14.
我们读13、14节。
For everyone who partakes only of milk.Is not accustomed to the word of righteousness, for he is an infant, But solid food is for the mature, who because of practice have their senses trained to discern good and evil.
凡只能吃干粮的都不熟练仁义的道理，因为他是婴孩。唯独长大的人才能吃干粮，他们的心窍练习的同习练的同达，就能分辨好歹了。Now
this word of righteousness he's talking about,
这里讲到熟练仁义的道理,
is not about the righteousness of Christ, where we're saved through faith.
不是讲到我们基督的公义，我们借着信心得到基督公义的拯救。
When we become God's children.
当我们成为神的儿女的时候,
a wonderful thing happens.
一件奇妙的事情发生,
His word comes to indwell us.
他的话语住在我们的里面,
and it's a word that makes us right.
然后这个话语让我们被称义,
and it's a word that teaches us how to live right.
这话语让我们知道如何正确的生活,
and do right.
做正确的事,
it's the abiding word of God.
是神在我们里面内住的话语,
and as this word of God, as we hear it,
当这个神的道我们听的时候,
we begin to understand the difference between good and evil.
我们开始明白什么是善, 什么是恶,
by experience.
是借着经历,
you know, we come to situations, sometimes we make a mistake. We realize, oh, that wasn't right. The word of God was telling me this, but I went this way. And we begin to learn by the indwelling word of God, the righteous walk as a Christian.
有的时候我们遇到一些事情的时候，然后我们是这样做了，然后之后我们发现我们做的不对，因为神的话语告诉我们应该那样做，然后这样我们就借着神的话语、神的道学会了如何来分辨，如何来公义。So
the Lord gives us His robe of righteousness from the moment we're saved.
在我们刚得救的那就得救的那一刹那，主就给我们义袍穿上。But
inwardly He gives us the Holy Spirit of righteousness to teach us how to walk in righteousness.
但在里面，他给了我们公义的圣灵来教导我们如何来公义的生活。And
as we do that, we gain teeth for solid food.
当我们这样做的时候，我们就有能可以吃干粮的牙齿。So
you see here again, once again, we face this matter of this goal of sonship being maturity.
再一次，我们看到我们这个目标，我们就要能够成熟，得儿子的名分。The
bride needs to have teeth.
那个新妇要有牙齿。
And a holy walk.
要一个圣洁的行走.
We need to be useful servants in the kingdom.
我们要成为国度里有用的仆人.
And so therefore, what do we seek first?
我们首先要寻求什么呢?
Matthew 6:33.
马太福音第六章.
Seek ye first.
33节. 你们当先求神的国.
Kingdom of God and His righteousness.
神的国和神的义.
Ah, you see, now we're growing as children of the kingdom.
现在你看到了，我们作为国度的孩子们在成长。And
we're getting ready for the kingdom Olam Haba.
我们预备好成为神国将来的欧拉哈巴的国度。I
think I don't need to translate now because you're so Jewish, you know what that means.
我现在不用翻译了，因为大家都是很像犹太人了，我不需要翻译。And
so we come to a central exhortation in the whole book.
所以我们现在就到整本书里最重中心的劝勉。Let
us press on to maturity.
让我们迈向成熟.
Now in the Chinese Bible, does it say perfection or maturity? What's the word it chooses?
中文是用是成熟还是完全呢？这字，大家看一下。What
does it say? Okay,
perfection.
Okay. So, but you know, it's because this word,
因为这个词的话,
teleios means the end. So if you translate it perfection, it's okay.
如果你翻译成完全是没错,
as long as you say we're pressing on to perfection and not that we've become perfect.
只要你是说你是迈向这个完全，没有说你是好像达到这个完全.
But this word teleios also means one who is reaching a goal, becoming mature.
然后这个 teleios 也意味着就好像到 达那个目标，然后结束。
So therefore, that's why most English translations say press on to maturity.
所以大多数的英文的翻译都是翻译说迈向成熟。
All right, so let's read these two verses.
我们在这里读一下这两节。
Therefore, leaving the elementary teachings about the Christ, let us press on to maturity, not laying again a foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of instructions about baptisms and the laying on of hands, and the resurrection of the dead and eternal judgment.
所以我们应当离开基督道理的开端，竭力进到那完全的地步，成熟的地步，不必再立根基，就如那懊悔死刑，信靠神，各样洗礼，按手之礼，死人复活，以及永远审判，各种教训。
So he's telling them, you've been going around in the wilderness, you keep needing the elementary things.
他说你们继续在旷野那里绕行，你们就是学习基督道理的开端。
But now it's time to leave behind the elementary things.
现在要把那些开端基础的事情放下。
And press on to maturity.
然后进到了完全成熟的地步。
There are higher and more wonderful things to be found.
还有更高更美的事情要找到。
So he mentioned six foundational things.
他提到了六种根基性的道理。
Which we learn or should learn as basic Christians.
我们作为一个初信的基督徒应该学会的已经。
These six, go to the next page.
这六个事情。
These six foundational teachings are in three pairs. You notice this.
这六个基本的功课是放成三对三组。
Repentance from dead works and faith toward God.
懊悔死刑和信靠神。
Teachings on baptisms and the laying on of hands.
受浸的教导还有按手之礼。
Resurrection of the dead and eternal judgment.
死人复活和永远的审判。
All right, let's look at each one.
我们仔细看一下每一个。
First, repentance from dead works.
第一个是懊悔死刑。
And faith toward God.
信靠神。
Now this is a pair.
这好像是一对的。
So what is it talking about?
在这里讲什么呢？
This is a directional elementary position.
这是一个好像教导的非常基本的教导。
To repent means to change your mind.
悔改就是要你的心思改变。
In the Old Testament, it means to turn away.
在旧约当中就是来转向。
So you're turning away from something.
你就转从离一些事情。
And then with faith, you're having faith toward God.
然后有信心，那信心就是面向神而去的。
Now, you can't have faith toward God until you've turned away from something.
你不能够向神而有信心而神而去，除非你转向从什么东西转开。
And what is this that the Jews especially needed to repent of?
犹太人他们特别需要懊悔的是什么呢？
Dead works.
就是死的行为。
What does that mean? Dead works.
什么叫这个死刑呢？
You see the picture over on the right.
我们后面右面有一个图画。
A sinful man
一个
罪的人 cannot go over to a holy God.
不能到一个圣洁的神那里。
By good works.
靠着好行为。
By religion.
不能通过宗教。
By morality.
不能通过道德。
He can't get to God.By these things.
他不能借着这些事情到神那里。
He cannot be saved by good works.
他不能靠着好行为得救。
Now you know many, many people think they're going to go to heaven because they've done some good works.
你知道很多很多人他们都觉得自己做了好事所以他们可以到天堂。
But the Bible says we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
但圣经告诉我们人人都犯了罪亏欠了神的荣耀。
But you see, dead works include...Those works that the Jews are trying to do to gain salvation.
这些死刑，包括这些犹太人他们想要做的，能够得到救恩。
So they go to these feasts and they do this and they don't do that and they hope that they will be righteous enough to get to heaven.
他们到各样的节期，他们做这样的事情，不做那样的事情，他们希望自己可以功绩益到一个程度，可以到神那里去得救。
Now, if we look ahead to Hebrews chapter 9.
如果我们翻到希伯来书第九章第十四节
we can see somewhat the effect that dead works has upon us.
我们可以看到这些死刑的一些效果在我们身上。
How much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God?
何况基督借着永远的灵将自己无瑕无疵无疵献给神他的血岂不能洗净你们的心除去你们的死刑使你们侍奉那永生的神吗
Now you see, the Jews have a hard time serving God. Why?
你看犹太人有一个难处他们要服侍神
Because they keep saying, I have to do more works, I have to do more works.
因为他们一直讲我要做更多的事情要做更多的事情
But when we get saved,
但是我当我们得救的时候
Our hearts need to be cleansed from these dead works.
我们的心要从这些死刑当中得洁净。
I cannot be righteous.
我不能够公义。
But Jesus is my righteousness.
耶稣是我的公义。
And when my conscience is cleansed from dead works, then I can serve the living God.
当的良心的死刑被除去的话，我可以侍奉这位永生的神。
Until they turn away from their dependence upon good dead works,
一直到他们离开了他们依靠这些死刑的行为，
they can't serve the living God.
他们不能够服侍活神。
And it's the same for Christians.
对基督徒也是一样的。
Many Christians don't serve God.
很多基督徒不服侍神。
Because their conscience tells them.
因为他们的良心告诉他们。
I have to get my life together. I have to be better. I have to do this. I have to do that. And then I'll serve God.
所以讲到我要把生命管理好，我要做这个做那个，然后才可以服侍神。
The Lord says, "Come right now."
神说你现在就来。
Confess your sins.
承认你的罪。
Have them cleansed under the blood.
在宝血之下得洁净。
Serve by grace the living God.
靠着神的恩典来活服侍活神。
So this is the side of repenting.
这是悔改的一面。
And then faith toward God.
然后呢，就是信靠神另一面。
And by that he's saying faith toward God, nothing else but faith toward God.
在那里他说没有任何其他的事情，就是信靠神。
Not faith in good life.
不是信靠一个好的生活。
Not faith in religion or sacrifices.
或是宗教或者是祭物。
But faith in a living God.
是在一个信靠活神。
These are elementary.
这是基本的功课。
Then we get to the second one.
那我们到第二点。
The second pair.
第二对。
Instructions about washings and laying on of hands.
就是各样的洗礼、按手之礼。
Now, unfortunately, my New American Standard says washings.
很不幸的，我的美国这个译本翻译成就是洗。
But when you look up the Greek word, it says baptizo.
如果你看希腊文的话，那好像讲的浸礼、洗礼。
It means baptism.
就是意味着受浸。
Now, what are these instructions about baptism?
这里关于受浸什么样的教导呢？
When you read the different commentaries, they give you two interpretations.
你读不同的解经书的话，给你两个不同的解释。
One interpretation is
一个解释。
As a new Christian, these Jews need to understand the difference between the baptism of John and the baptism of purification and the baptism as a Christian.
他说，作为初信的基督徒，他们应该了解什么是约翰的洗礼，就是得洁净的礼，还有就是得救的救恩的洗礼。
John's baptism was a baptism of repentance.
约翰的洗礼是悔改的洗礼。
But it wasn't a baptism unto salvation.
但不是一个得救的洗礼。
And so there's a teaching of the difference between the Jewish baptism and now the Christian baptism.
所以有一个教导就是原来有犹太人的这种洗礼，还有现在基督徒的洗礼不同。
But the other interpretation is there's a teaching about baptisms, that is the water baptism and the spirit baptism. Of a Christian.
还有另外的一个教导是讲到受水的浸礼，还有属灵浸的不同。
Now you can choose whichever one you want.
你可以选择这每一个当中的哪一个解释。
But it seems to me the best interpretation is the second one.
对我来看的话，是第二个解释是更好。
They teach the young Christians the difference their water baptism and their spirit baptism.
这教导初信的人来明白什么是他们的湿浸的受水的，还有他们在灵浸的。
And what does Paul call that?
保罗告诉什么呢？
One baptism,
就讲到一个浸礼
because water and the spirit at the same time.
因为水和灵是同时在一起。
So let's look at this.
然后我们一同来看。
The reason I say I think it's the second interpretation is because it's connected to the laying on of hands.
因为我觉得是第二个解释的话，因为这个和按手之礼放在一起的。
Now in the early church, when somebody was baptized,
在初期的教会，当人受浸的时候
，immediately when they came out of the water.
他们从水上出来的时候
，Even though they were soaking wet，
虽然他们都是全身都湿漉漉
，They didn't have the glasses on，
他们还没有戴上眼镜
，The hair was still wet，
他的头发还湿着
，The brothers in charge，
那个负责弟兄在那里
，Laid hands on，
就给他们按手
，As soon as they were water baptized，
他们一旦受湿浸从水里出来
，You can find this. There's actually a document called the Didache, was written late first century, early second century.
在第一世纪、第二世纪有一个文献，它有这样的记载
，And this was their practice.
这是他们的操练，这样。
Somebody was baptized.
有人施浸。
Came out of the water.
从水里出来。
And as soon as they came out, they prayed for them.
当他们一出来，他们就为他们祷告。
And they prayed for two things.
他为他们祷告两件事情。
One, Lord, we thank you that they've been saved. Now baptize them into the body of Christ.
一个，他们说，主，我们感谢你，他们已经得救了，现在把他们进入基督的身体。
Now, of course, that already happened when they got saved.
其实已经当他们得救的时候已经发生了。
They're praying that they can understand that they're now part of the body of Christ, been baptized by the Spirit into the body.
他们现在就希望他们能够祷告，这样他们能够明白他们已经被浸入基督的身体。
But they also prayed that they would be filled with the Holy Spirit.
他们也祷告说他们被圣灵充满。
And you know from the book of Acts, there were times when Paul prayed for somebody and coming out of the river and baptized, and they had some gift of the Spirit.
你知道在圣经在使徒行传里有人从河边出来然后保罗遇见他们然后被他们施浸然后之后保罗按手在他们身上他们有属灵的恩赐。So
back in the days of early Christians,
在早期的基督徒,
they knew that they were baptized into the body of Christ.
他们知道他们进入基督的身体,
they knew that the Holy Spirit came in to dwell.
他们知道圣灵内住,
and they also knew the Holy Spirit upon them.
他们知道圣灵在恩膏他们,
and this all happened in baptism and laying on of hands.
这都是在, 洗礼和按手之礼。
I think this is a good practice. I don't know why we don't do it. But
我觉得这是一个很好的操练, 不知道我们为什么没有这样做。
I do think the floor is a little bit slippery downstairs. So somebody might fall while we're praying, or one of the brothers fall into the pool. We don't know.
可能是楼下那个地太滑了, 可能我们会容易摔倒, 会有人弟兄会掉到水里面去。
But this was a combination, the baptism and the laying out of hands.
对,这是联系在一起的, 洗礼和按手之礼。
And then finally, the resurrection of the dead and eternal judgment.
然后最后讲到死人复活和永远的审判。
Now these two foundational doctrines have to do with the final destiny.
这两个基本的, 教导是关于最终的未来。
The resurrection of the dead.
然后从死人从死里复活。
And eternal judgment.
讲到永远的审判。
Now you know, Paul, when he first went to Thessalonica.
保罗第一次到, 帖撒罗尼迦。
How long did Paul stay in Thessalonica his first time?
保罗在帖撒罗尼迦待了第一次待了多久?
About 2 weeks.
是两周,只有两周。
And then some people kicked him out.
然后有人就把他们赶走了。
And within that 2 weeks' time, he told them all that stuff about the judgment and the coming back of the Lord and the resurrection. Because all that they wrote in 1 Thessalonians 4 and 5, and even in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 about the gathering together and the end times and the Antichrist, and he shared all that within the first 2 weeks. Why? Because it's basic stuff.
保罗就在那短短两周内，举帖撒罗尼迦弟兄姊妹那里分享了前田和后书那里讲到说死人复活永远的审判。为什么他分享这些呢？因为这是非常基本的。
Now, if you go to most Christians today, you say, "Do you know about the resurrection of the dead?"
如果你遇到大多的基督徒，你会讲到，你知道死人复活吗？
They say, "Yeah, I'm going to go up in a nightgown up to heaven."
他就说，哦，我会穿着睡衣，我就起来，好像到天上去。They
don't know anything about it.
他们不知一点也不知道这些。But
here's the thing that it was clear.
但这也是很清楚的。There
was a first resurrection.
有一个首先的复活。And
a final resurrection.
还有一个最终最后的复活。Now,
do you know that?
你知不知道？
Well, let's look in Revelation 20.
我们看启示录20章。
I just think many Christians don't understand this.
我想很多基督徒都不知道这一点。But
we should read these two verses.
我们读启示录20章2节。
And believe them.
然后来相信他。
Revelation chapter 20.
启示录第20章。
Verse 5 and 6.
第5节和第6节。
The rest of the dead did not come to life until the 1,000 years were completed. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is the one who has a part in the first resurrection. Over these, the second death has no power, but they will be priests of God and of Christ and will reign with him for 1,000 years.
其余的死人还没有复活，只等那1000年完了。这是头一次的复活，在头一次复活有份的有福了，圣洁了。第二次的死在他们身上没有权柄，他们必作神和基督的祭司，并要与基督一同作王1000年。
Now, who will be in the first resurrection?
谁会在第一次的复活当中呢? Well,
maybe we should read verse 4.
我们可能要读第四节。
Then I saw thrones, and they sat on them, and judgments was given to them. And I saw the souls of those who had been beheaded because of their testimony of Jesus, and because of the word of God, and those who had not worshipped the beast or his image, and had not received the mark of the forehead and on their hand. And they came to life and reigned with Christ for 1,000 years. 我们看一下第四节。Chapter 20, verse 4.
Yeah. 我又看那几个宝座，也有坐在上面的，并有审判的权柄赐给他们。我又看见那些因给耶稣基督做见证，并为神知道被斩者的灵魂，和与那没有拜过兽与兽像，也没有在额上和手上受过他印记之刃的灵魂，他们都复活了，与基督一同作王1000年。
Okay, now this isn't talking about raptures.
这不是讲到被提。
This is just resurrection.
这是讲到复活。
There are many faithful who are passed away and are asleep, and they will be raised up in the first resurrection because they've been faithful.
有很多忠心的人，他们都已经过去了，他们已经睡了。但他们会在第一次复活当中，因为他们的忠心，他们会复活。
They'll reign with Christ for 1,000 years. What's that?
他们与基督会一同作王一千年，那是什么呢
？The millennium,
就是千禧年。
The kingdom,
就是国度。
Olam haba,
就是 Olam haba。
The rest,
就是安息。
All these things,
所有这一切。
This is the end,
这个是那末期。
But this is basic. From the beginning, as a Christian, we learn these things.
但是这些是做基督徒从一开始我们就学到的基本的功课。
But we also see.That there's a final resurrection before the white throne of judgment.
我们还看到了，在幕后还有在拜神的大白色大宝座面前，还有个最后的审判。
And then all men who are left will be raised up.
所有的人在他面前都会被复活。
And they'll come before the judgment seat.
他们会到了审判的宝座前。
The white throne of judgment
是白色的大宝座。
They'll be judged according to their works.
他们因为他们一生的工作受审判。
And as to whether their names are in the Lamb's book of life.
还是他们还有他们的名字是否在羔羊的生命册上？
Now I don't have time to go into that, and I don't need to.
我没有更多的时间，也没有必要来讲继续讲。
Because these are elementary teachings.
因为这是基本的教导。
We all know about them.
我们都知道了。
Or we should.
或者我们都应当知道。
Which leads me to my question.
现在我就有给大家一个问题。
Now I don't know where Grace Baptist Church is, but it isn't really Babies R Us.
我不知道这个恩典浸信会在哪里，这里不是这个我们是婴孩这个标志这个。
But here's the question.
但今这有一个问题。
If the church today is either ignorant or unbelieving about these foundational things, how can she go on to maturity?
问题就是，如果今天的教会不知道，还有不相信这些基本的教导，我们如何能达到成熟呢？
The writer says, you already have these things under your belt. It's time to leave them behind and press on toward a more maturity in spiritual things.
那作者他就说，你都已经学会了这些东西的话，你现在要离开这些道理的根基础，你要进一步学到更成熟，进到更成熟的地步。
And then this brings us to this famous passage in Hebrews chapter 6.
然后这个带领我们非常有名的希伯来书第六章这一个
The great falling away controversy.
是巨大的离弃的争议。
Now this was no controversy back in the day the book of Hebrews was written.
在写希伯来书的时候，这个不是有争议的问题。
But as we will try to explain, it's a controversy now.
但是当我们解释的时候，这是现在的一个好像一个争议。
And it divides the church.
是把教会好分开。
And what's the problem?
这个问题是在哪里呢
？Theology.
神学。
Theology has messed with the scripture.
神学好像把圣经都搞坏了。
I will try to show you.
我给大家看一下。
You know, people always ask this question: once saved, always saved.
大家就有的人经常都问这样的问题：一次得救是否永远得救
？Can a person be saved to get lost again？
一个得救的人是否还会被失落呢
？All right, so let's read the verses first.、
Huh? 让我们来先读这些经节。
For in the case of those who have once been enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and have been made partakers of the Holy Spirit and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the age to come and then have fallen away.It is impossible to renew them again to repentance, since they again crucify to themselves the Son of God and put him to an open shame.
论到那些已经蒙了光照，尝过天恩的滋味，又与圣灵有份，并尝过神善道的滋味，觉悟来世全能的人，若是离弃道理，就不能叫他们重新懊悔了，因为他们把神的儿子重新钉十字架，明明的羞辱他。
Now the issue.Is this talking about the danger of losing one's salvation?
这里的问题是，这里讲到人会失去他们的救恩吗
？Now, first, let's take the Calvinist theology.
我们先看一下加尔文神学的相信。
Calvinists believe once you get saved, you can't lose your salvation.
加尔文主义相信你一旦得救就不能失去你的救恩。
And what they say makes sense.
他们所讲的有道理。
If you're born again, how can you be unborn?
如果你已经重生了，你怎能好像再回去呢
？Or as it says in the Gospel of John, if you're in the Father's hands and nobody can take you out of His hands, how can you get out of the Father's hand?
就像在约翰福音里说，你在父的手里，没有人比父更大，把你从父的手里夺去，你怎么从再走开呢
？So then, what is this talking about?
所以在这里到底讲什么呢
？People falling away.
讲到人在失去吗
？Can they lose their salvation?
他们能够失去他们的救恩呢
？Calvin say no.
加尔文主义说不能。
So what's their answer?
They
Therefore, those warned here must be professing Christians who have tasted, seen some light, felt the Holy Spirit, but never truly been born again.
所以那些加尔文主义就相信说，在此处警告的人应该是自称为基督徒的，他们有些经历，有些亮光，感受到圣灵，但没有真正的重生。
Now, if you know Calvinist preachers,
如果你知道加尔文主义的传道人,
every time there's a parable, like the foolish virgins and the wise virgins,
每一次当圣经有一个, 比喻, 比如说聪明童女和愚拙童女,
they always have the same answer.
都是每次都有同样的问答案。
The wise virgins are real Christians.
那有智慧的童女是真正的基督徒。
The foolish virgins are professing Christians who aren't really Christians.
愚拙的童女是那些自称为基督徒的，不是真正的基督徒。
And that's how they explain all of these parables of Jesus, where he shows two different groups.
所以他们就这样的道理来解释所有耶稣所讲的关于两组的这样的比喻。
And some win and some lose.
有些人有些失掉了。
Okay. Now let's go look at the weaknesses of the Calvinist view.
让我们看一下加尔文主义它的弱点。
When you read these verses,
当你读这些经节,
first of all,
第一点,
he's talking to Christians who've learned elementary principles.
他是对那些已经学了神道理初端的这些基督徒来讲话。
And listen to his wonderful description of these five things that they have experienced in their Christian life.
大家听一下，这里有五点他们基督徒生命中所经历美好的事情。
Because the people that this writer is talking about are real Christians.
因为这些作者所对讲的这些基督徒是真正的基督徒。
Listen, one who has been enlightened.
第一个讲到一个人蒙了光照,
they've been born again.
他们重生了,
they see with spiritual sight.
他们能看到了有属灵的看见,
one who has tasted the heavenly gift is talking about seeing and tasting that the Lord is good.
他们讲了尝过天的滋味, 就是他们经历过看过主的美善,
the heavenly gift is Jesus Christ.
属天的恩典就是主耶稣基督,
taste and see that the Lord is good.
你们尝尝主的恩典好处。
Three.
第三点,
one who is a partaker of the Holy Spirit is indwelt by the Holy Spirit.
与圣灵有份的人是有圣灵住在他的里面的。
Already in Hebrews, he talks about us partaking of the Holy Spirit.
在希伯来书，他们也讲到与圣灵有份的。
Four.
第四点,
only a believer has eaten the Word of God.
只有基督徒才能够尝过神的道。
Listen, and have tasted the good Word of God.
尝到神宝贝的道。
It's become the bread of life.
成为他生命的粮,
and anyone who has tasted the glorifying, sanctifying powers of Olam Haba must be a Christian.
任何人能够尝过那荣耀的、能够使人成圣的国度的能力，那个人应当是基督徒。
So these people, says in verse 5,
这些人在第五节讲,
have tasted not only the good word of God, but the powers of the Olam Haba.
他们不但尝过神上道的滋味，也能够觉察到欧拉哈巴神国的来世的全能。
They've had a heavenly touch.
他们有属天的摸触,
they've tasted heaven.
他们尝了天,
this is a Christian.
这是一个基督徒。
So we have a problem.
所以在这里我们有一个问题。
All right, so the Calvinists can't answer this. Now the Arminians step in.
加尔文主义不能够回答这个问题，现在亚米念主义它有一个问题。
Now, do you know the Arminians?
大家知道亚米念主义吗?
They're the ones who say, well, you can possibly lose your salvation.
他们说，哦，你有可能会失去你的救恩。
You know, it's not sure whether John Wesley believed that, but Wesleyans afterwards, some of them believed this.
我们不知道卫斯理公会，卫斯理他是不相信，但卫斯理公会有些人是相信这一点。
How many of you know another Christian group that believes this? You can be saved and lose your salvation.
大家知不知道有一个基督，有些基督团体相信这个，说你能够得救，但你可以失去你的救恩。
You know?
You know? 你知道吗？
Well, the Nazarenes. Church of the Nazarene.
知道拿撒勒人会,
they believe you can lose your salvation.
他们相信你们可以失去你的救恩。
And Pentecostals.
或者是灵恩派的。
When their holiness, whenever you see the word holiness,
你看到这个圣洁,
because they believe when you get saved, you come into holiness.
他们相信你得救的时候, 你进到了圣洁。
But if you're a woman,
但是如果是女性,
and you wear lipstick,
你要擦抹口红的话,
you've lost your salvation.
你就失去了你的救恩。
If you're a man,
如果你是男性,
and you went out, drank some beers, you've lost your salvation.
你到外面去, 你喝些啤酒, 你就失去你的救恩。
So in the fall, every year they have a big revival. And people come back and get saved again, and then they baptize them again, they're okay.
每一年秋天的时候，他们都有一个好像是复兴会，人就回来，然后他们再一次得救，然后他们再一次回来，再一次得救。
But by next summer, they've already lost their salvation.
然后到下一个夏天的时候，他们就失去了他们救恩。
That's why every year they have a revival meeting.
那就是每年他们都有一个复兴会。
And you see the same people get baptized all the time.
你看同样的人一直就在那重新受浸一次又次。
Now this is really true.
这是真实的。
Okay, now let's.Now, first, we have to agree with the Arminians.
一开始我们要好像同意亚米念主义。
The ones described in this passage must be real believers who have known something of the heavenly reality.
这里所提到的应该是一些真实的基督徒，他们认识一些属天的实际。
But they say, ah, yes, but even somebody who's touched the reality has free will.
但他们讲到说，虽然有人摸到了属天的实际，他们还有一个自由的意志。
And they can blaspheme the Lord.
他们可以亵渎神
，and they can reject the Lord's grace.
他们可以弃绝神的恩典
，and they can fall away from grace.
他们可以从恩典脱离
，and become worse than a sinner.
好像比罪人还不如。
Now you know 2 Peter, chapter 2, verse 20.
我知道彼得二书后书第二十节第二十节。
This is one of the verses that they like.
这是他们喜欢的经节。
For if after they have escaped the defilements of the world.By the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and they are again entangled in them and are overcome, the last state has become worse than the first.
彼得后书第二章人二十节，倘若他们认识救主耶稣基督，得以脱离世上的污秽，后来又在其中被缠住桎梏，他们末后的境况就比先前更不好了。
So a Christian has a free will.
对一个基督徒有一个自由的意志。
Now, as long as they want to believe in Jesus, they stay with Jesus.
但他们当他们愿意相信耶稣的时候，他们就在基督的里面。
But they can lose their salvation.
但他们可以失去他们的救恩。
Now, before we answer the question,
在我们回答问题以前
we see that this is a very serious matter.
我们看到这是一个非常严重的事情。
Notice what it says in verse 6.
我们看第六节的这一讲。
And then have fallen away, it's impossible to renew them again to repentance.Since they again crucified to themselves the Son of God and put him to an open shame.
若是离弃道理，就不能叫他们重新懊悔了，因为他们明把神的儿子重新钉十字架，明明的羞辱他。
This is a very serious matter.
这是一个非常严重的事情。
And Christians need to take this matter seriously.
基督徒应该非常严重的对待这件事情。
But we need to look and see what it really means.
但我们要仔细的看它真实
意义是什么。Does it mean they're going to lose their salvation?
这是否意味着他们要失去他们救恩？
There's a third explanation.
这里还有第三种解释。
And I think you already know the explanation.
我想大家都知道这些解释。
And what is that?
这个是什么呢？
The letter to the Hebrews is not burdened about the matter of salvation, but the so great salvation of kingdom inheritance.
希伯来书作者的负担不是关于救恩的基本，而是关于有何等大的救恩跟国度的产业有关的。
Number one.
第一点。
Here's the warning.
这里一个警告
A saved believer can fall away and lose his inheritance in the coming kingdom.
一个得救基督徒可能因为离去而失去他在将来国度里的产业
Two,
第二点
because once having tasted and seen and put one's hand to the kingdom plow and then looking back, he may fall away in disobedience and it make him unfit for the kingdom.
因为有的人曾经尝过天的滋味，但手扶了犁，还会向回头看的。他们可能因为不顺服和不信从离弃，反而不配进入神的国度。
You remember when Jesus said that?
记得耶稣讲过这个吗
？Any man who puts his hand to the kingdom plow and then looks back is unfit for the kingdom of God.
如果有人手扶了国度的犁，还回头看的，不配进神的国。
Now the goal is our inheritance.
目标是我们的产业。
But it's possible to fall short of it.
但是我们可能会失去这样的产业。
So the last clause is a judgment specifically for these Jewish believers.
这最后的一句话是特别为犹太基督徒的审判的。
It says, since they crucified themselves, the Son of God, and put him to an open shame.
因为他们把基督神的儿子钉在十字架，然后公然羞辱他。
Now probably what this means is this.
这应该意味着是这个。
Now if you Jewish Christians forsake Christ and go back to Judaism,
如果你是一个犹太的基督徒，你离弃了基督，回到了犹太教。
You are identifying with those people who crucified the Messiah.
你就好像与那些钉基督十字架那些人同伙。
You're now become, as it were, an accomplice of those who put Christ to an open shame.
你就好像和那些人同伙一起来公然羞辱了基督。
And there's no way you can serve in the kingdom with that kind of confession.
你们有这样做这样的事情，你就没有办法能重新懊悔，然后回到重新得到回神的国度。
So Jesus said, if you confess me before men, I'll confess you before God.
所以耶稣说，你在人在人面前认我的，我也在神面前认你。
But if you deny me before men.
如果你在人面前否认我的
，I'll deny you before my father.
我也在我天父面前否认。
So this is very serious matter.
这是一个很重要的问题。
And then he gives us an analogy, and immediately it helps us understand that this is talking about the kingdom.
然后他在这里给我们一个例子，我们很快就明白了，这里是讲到神的国度。
He uses this illustration of a field.
他用这样一个描述，就是一个田地。
Now what do we know, brothers and sisters?From Matthew chapter 13, from Mark chapter 4,
我们知道什么？马太福音十三章，马可福音第四章
，where Jesus speaks the parables.
耶稣在那里讲比喻。
What do we know?
大家知道什么吗
？The field always represents the kingdom.
田地一直代表神的国度。
Whether it's the sower who went out to sow in the field,
就讲到在田里撒种的人。
Whether it's the wheat and the tares sown in the field,
讲到那个是杂。袋子麦子落在田里的人，种在田里的。
Whether it's a treasure found in the field,
是在田里藏宝的。
The field is a kingdom illustration.
这个田地是讲到一个天国的比喻。
Now let's listen to these verses.
我们在这里听一下这些经节。
Because now he's explaining. You see the first word for.
这里看到第一个词为着。
This is connecting it to just what he said. If you fall away, it's impossible to come to repentance.
因为这是跟他刚才讲的联系在一起。如果你要离去的话，就没有办法再悔改。
Because, and then he gives this.
就如他就给我们一个因此，就给我们一个。
For ground that drinks the rain, which often falls on it, and brings forth vegetation useful to those for whose sake it's been tilled, receives a blessing from God.
就如一块田地，吃过几次下的雨水，生长菜蔬和无耕种的人用，就从神得福。
But if it yields thorns and thistles, it is worthless and close to being cursed, and it ends up being burned.
若长荆棘和蒺藜，就必废去，近于咒诅，结局就是焚烧。
Now your life in the kingdom is in the field.
你的国度里的生命就是在田地里。
There you are, a little plant.
你在那里好像像一个小的植物。
And what does God do?
神在那里做什么呢
？He faithfully brings rain on it and brings sunshine on it.
他忠心在那里浇灌你，给你阳光。
Why?
他为什么呢
？So that you can bear fruit in the kingdom of God.
所以你可以在神的国度里来结实。
But as the master of the kingdom, he expects fruit.
但是作为田地的主人，他期待着。
And if it brings forth vegetation,
如果能带来这种结果
it receives a blessing from God.
他就从神那里得蒙祝福
But if under B there,
在第二点这里看到
if the ground of one's life keeps yielding thorns, it is worthless in the kingdom, and is close to being cursed by the master, and ends up being burned away at the judgment seat of Christ.
但如果这一人一生的田地出产都是无用的荆棘和蒺藜的话，他在国度里是没有用的，会被主人说近于咒诅，其结果就在基督审判前被焚烧。
So you remember in 1 Corinthians chapter 3,
大家记得哥林多前书第三章。
When Paul is talking about building the church,
当保罗讲到建造教会
，and about how we build,
讲到我们如何建造
，he talks about, Let's look at verse 14.
我们看一下十四节。
He's still talking about building the church.
他还在那里讲到建造教会。
If any man's work which he has built on it remains, he will receive a reward. If any man's work is burned up, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire.
十四十五节，人在那根基上所建造的工程若存得住，他就要得赏赐；人的工程若被烧了，他就要受亏损，自己却要得救。虽然得救。像从火里经过一样。
This is talking about the servants of God who are building the church.
这讲到那些神的仆人来建造神的国。
He says, "Now be careful how you build."
他说你们要小心怎么样建造。
Otherwise, if you build only with wood, hay, and stubble, it'll all be burned up.
他说你要是用草木和秸来建造的话, 都会被火烧过,
and your life was fruitless.
你的生命就没有任何的果实,
now you'll be saved.
你是会得救,
but you'll miss your reward.
但你会失去你的奖赏,
this is what happens at the judgment seat of Christ.
这是在基督审判台前所发生的。
And so we see, number C,
对,我们看到第三点,
this analogy is talking about a person's fruit, reward, and judgment within the fields of God's kingdom.
这里的比喻是讲到一个人所结的果子、奖赏和审判，是关于乎神国度的田地。
Okay, so now this is a very strong passage.
这是一个很强的一节经节。
But it's not talking about losing your salvation.
这不是讲到失去你的救恩。
But it's talking about losing your inheritance in the kingdom of God.
是讲到你在神的国度里失去你的产业。
God pours His grace upon you.
神在你身上赐下恩典。
But in the kingdom, He expects fruit.
但是在国度当中他期望着果实。
Everybody is not only born again, but you're a servant of the king.
每一个人不单是重生, 你也是王的仆人。
And so this is something very important.
对,这是一个非常重要的。
Now he's going to go on and encourage them to be faithful.
作者会继续鼓励他们要忠心。
We'll just read these two verses and we'll stop for the night.
我们今天晚上再读这两节经节的结束在这里。
Chapter 6, verses 9 and 10.
第6章9节10节。
But beloved, we're convinced of better things concerning you, and things that accompany salvation, though we are speaking this way.
亲爱的弟兄们,我们虽是这样说,却深信你们的行为强过这些,并且近乎得救。
For God is not unjust, so as to forget your work, and the love which you have shown toward His name, in having ministered, and in still ministering to the saints.
因为神并非不公义,竟忘记你们所做的功和你们为他名所显的爱心, 就是先前伺候圣徒,如今还是伺候。
So notice first, the first word in chapter 6, verse 9.
大家注意第6章第9节的第一个词。
The first word is beloved.
这第一次讲到说亲爱的。
So this warning is for Christians.
这里所要给的警戒是给基督徒的。
He says, but beloved.
他说,亲爱的。
I'm convinced that you won't be useless to the Lord.
我确信你们对主不是没有用处的。Because
I remember how faithfully you used to serve Him.
因为我们记得你曾经是如何忠心来服侍他。Now
we'll pick up right there next week because I want you to think about these things.
我们下一周还会从这里来继续来讲，我们想让大家来继续来思考这个题目。Brothers
and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
there's no way back into the wilderness.
在旷野没有路的。There's
no way back to drinking milk.
喝奶也没有路的,
it's higher ground.
只有到更高之处,
it's sonship.
儿子的名分,
it's the word of righteousness.
是神公义的道理,
it's learning to discern good and evil.
只要能分辨善与恶,
it's being fruitful for the Lord.
要对主能够多结果实,
this is that which surely gains reward.
这个就让我们确实得到奖赏的。
But our dear brothers gives this very, very strong exhortation.
但是我们亲爱的弟兄给我们这非常非常严厉的警告。
Because this matter of kingdom faithfulness is essential to the Christian life.
因为关于国度的忠心对我们基督徒的生命是一个核心。
Christians have been taught wrong.
基督徒被错误的教导。
I'm saved, that's all I need.
我得救了,这就是我所有需要的。
I don't need to do anything else.
我不需要再做任何事情了。
Listen to what our brother says.
听到我们弟兄在这里讲什么。
You should be a teacher by now.
你现在都应该是教师了。
What are you doing fooling around with childish things?
你还在那里好像在做儿童一样的样式吗?
The Lord wants us all to grow up and be fruitful in our Christian life.
主希望我们每一个人都能够成长起来,多结果实在我们基督生活当中。
And even though we speak these things with great strength,
虽然我们在这里讲这些事情有很重要的强调,
the Lord is saying this to us because He loves us.
主这样对我们来讲,因为他爱我们。
And He doesn't want us to miss out.
他不想让,
the preciousness of the kingdom which is soon to come.
他不想让我们错过即将来的神的国度的宝贝。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Lord, we come to you as those who have been planted in the field of the kingdom.
主我们来到你的面前就好像那些被种在神的国的田地里的。
What a privilege to be in the territory of your kingdom.
能够在你神国的田地里是何等的蒙福。
We thank you that you've poured water upon us.
主,我们感谢你浇灌我们,
and sunshine upon us.
你把阳光照耀我们,
and given us warm weather.
给我们, 美好的暖的气候,
and even good soil.
给我们好的土壤。
Lord, we don't want to be fruitless.
主，我们不希望不结果子。
We don't want to be somebody close to being burned up.
我们不想要近乎被烧尽那样。
We don't want to be a fig tree that bears no figs.
我们不想要像无花果不结果子的无花果。
No, Lord, we want to be a fruitful bough.
主，我们是想要多结果子枝子。
A tree that bears fruit from the Holy Spirit.
是那个能够从圣灵能够多结果子的。
Oh Lord, give us this kind of faith.
主啊，给我们这样的信心。
To be faithful to you.
向你忠心。
As sons.
作为儿子。
We thank you that you're disciplining us as sons.
主，我们感谢你教导我们，就像儿子教训儿子一样。
And that we could press on to maturity.
我们可以更加向前，达到完全成熟。
We pray this not just for our own sake.
主，我们不是为我们自己来这样祷告。
Not only for the sake of our brothers and sisters.
不单是为着我们的弟兄姊妹们。
But for our king's sake.
是为着我们的王。
He longs for a bride.
他渴慕他的心腹。
Lord, we want to get ready.
主，我们想要预备好。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
我们祷告奉靠耶稣宝贝的名。
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.